This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, skies are mostly clear. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze keeps things cool. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, making it a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, a look at the developing Israel-Hezbollah conflict. The situation has intensified after the April 17 ceasefire began to collapse in southern Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour, Germany has reaffirmed its support for Israel and draws a line on nuclear Iran during a visit by FM Gideon Sa'ar to Berlin for talks on regional security. Also this hour, Forward reports. A Pulitzer Prize has been awarded to a Palestinian photographer for capturing the devastation and starvation in Gaza during the recent conflict. Separately, JNS reveals, in a webinar, an anti-Israel coalition admits secret coordination with a U.S. sanctioned group. This comes as Andrew Gilmore, a former senior UN official, issued a warning. And finally, I-24 News reports from the past hour. Israel plans to transfer jet fuel to Germany amid the ongoing Hormuz crisis. This follows an agreement between Energy Minister Cohen and Foreign Minister Sa'ar. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that 10 civilian sailors have died in the ongoing conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed this to reporters. Ynet Global posted earlier today that Germany has reaffirmed its support for Israel during FM Gideon Sa'ar's visit to Berlin for talks on Iran and regional security. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a commentator, shared just minutes ago his participation in a Times of Israel podcast. He described the deteriorating conditions in Gaza and cautioned against the continued paralysis of the post-ceasefire process. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the developing conflict in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post provides a closer look at the Israel-Hezbollah confrontation. The situation remains tense after the ceasefire began to unravel in late April. The implications for regional stability are significant, as both sides continue to brace for further escalation. Turning to Germany's reaffirmation of support for Israel, Ynet details FM Gideon Sa'ar's meeting with Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Berlin. Discussions focused on Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional security. Germany's stance emphasizes its commitment to Israel's security amidst ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the Pulitzer Prize announcement highlights the impact of visual journalism. According to the Forward, a New York Times photographer captured heartbreaking images in Gaza. These photos brought global attention to the humanitarian crisis there. The award underscores the power of photography to influence international awareness and response. On the diplomatic front, JNS's report on the anti-Israel coalition reveals concerning alliances. The admission of secret coordination with a U.S.-sanctioned group raises questions about international diplomacy and support structures. The warning from Andrew Gilmore suggests potential repercussions for those involved. Finally, I-24 News discusses Israel's decision to export jet fuel to Germany. This move comes as Germany seeks alternatives during the Hormuz crisis. The agreement between Israeli ministers reflects a strategic partnership that could alleviate some of the energy strains faced by Germany due to the Strait's closure. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on a major expansion by Total Capital. The hedge fund is in advanced talks for an $85 million investment by the Shestowitz family. Benarzi's departure from first-time ventures marks a significant industry shift. Separately, Globes shares news of Alpha Drive Ventures launching a $10 million cybersecurity VC fund. The new fund, led by Yaron Elad and Elik Etzion, will focus on investments in cybersecurity and AI. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new partnership between Shenkar and Phoenix. This collaboration will link academia and industry, with Phoenix supporting Shenkar programs and new initiatives. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.